This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, you got Intern Joe, and we're just
chicken. Disgusting.
On those good vibes.
Before we go into anything and go anywhere or get to anyone, I do have something to say.
I bet.
Cut the music. I lost another hubcap yesterday.
Crazy.
No, but I found it. I was running after it on Culver.
How do you keep
doing
this?
So, okay, listen to this.
Twice?
Three times.
And I just ordered new ones. The potholes in this city is just out of control, I tell you.
We understand the situation.
So I'm driving down. I get on 490 on Witten, right by the Wegmans. All is well. And I have to get off at Culver. It's literally just 1 second up being on 490. And this, like, beautiful Bronco's following me.
Beautiful.
And I'm like scared because every move I make, they're making. And then I turn into the Culver Road Armory and I hit a pothole and I'm like, shaking my fist at the sky. And the Bronco's like still following me. And I get in a spot and the Bronco now is like blocking me in. And I was like, I'm dead. That's
who is it?
So I'm like, oh my God. So I'm freaking out. So then they finally like inch away from me. So I like get out of the spot quickly and I'm like trying to drive away because I'm like scared.
Right.
And they're running out and they're like, you lost your hubcap.
Oh man, they went through all that.
So now
first of all,
I'm running.
Nobody should lose that many hubcaps. Are they not screwed in?
I don't know.
Are they being held on by
after the show?
It must be. They're held on by
we
gum.
Can take a look at it.
It's the mechanics chewing gum holding these hubcaps in place.
He goes, we got some Gorilla Glue in the back.
That like, doesn't make any sense. None of them are supposed to come up.
It's the potholes. It's
no,
the,
no.
It's the boom. It's
yeah,
it's a lot.
Here comes the boom.
So I'm running. I look like a freak. It's just, it was a lot.
All right, so the vibes are up today. Fantastic.
Sky high.
Let's give it up for Intern Joe this morning. The only intern that wears headphones over his actual AirPods. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, no, double whammy. He's crushing it.
Holds the record for most items on one person's head during a show.
I did have a hat last time.
Yeah, you had a hat on
true.
Too.
I did have a hat.
What's up with our listeners' vibes this morning?
Oh, well.
Who's here?
Everyone's here. Everyone's not shocked about my hubcap whatsoever. Megan's here. She said, good morning, Moose, Breezy, and Intern Joe. Feeling good this morning because I just got work on my car done. And I should be good for the next couple of months. Great.
Hopefully it lasts you longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm in my good vibes because it's Yankees opening day. Baseball is back. Happy Thursday. That's from Amber from Gates.
Yes. Red Wings home opener is next week. When is it? The 4th?
I want to say it's Wednesday.
Yeah, you might be
everybody,
right.
Everybody halt. It is Tuesday.
It's April 1st. April Fool's Day, there's no game.
40-degree guaranteed. Dan Mason, are you coming in? Where are you? What's the vibes? Be great.
They have not had much luck in the past, 12 years when it comes to opening day and the weather being on their side.
Well, that's why he does the 40-degree guarantee. Or maybe it's 50-degree guarantee. I can't remember, but...
Pretty sure it's 50.
Nope, it's definitely 50. It's definitely 50. I don't think anyone's going to a baseball game in 40-degree
weather. 20-degree guarantee. Right, okay. Sounds good. All right.
Dan Mason's like, stop advertising things you don't know anything about.
Yeah, that's right.
Who else is here? Good morning, guys. Devontae here from Wilkett.
What's up, Devontae?
Yeah, Devontae.
How we doing?
Vibes are great today. It's my last day of work for the week. Me and my girlfriend are hauling to an expo in Rochester, which we're really looking forward to because I want tree frogs.
Yes.
Right, of course. Life's great. A little road trip together. Then Sunday, we're going to go see horses in PA. There's a lot happening here, and it's all in different orders, so it's very hard for me to read. Regardless, okay. Devontae, have a blast.
Yes.
Have an absolute blast. I mean, more to do here than there is in Wilkett.
Yes, that's definitely
I will say
true.
That.
Yes, there's a
and
lot happening.
And get those tree frogs.
Yeah. Intern Joe, the vibes up this morning?
Vibes are up this morning.
Tell us why.
Got a good night of sleep. That doesn't ever happen.
Yes, that's got to be tough for a 26-year-old.
I mean, you're 25. Probably...
25.
He goes, my age just keeps going up every time we talk.
It's got to be hard for a 38-year-old intern, huh?
He's like, I'm 62. Gotta be great because I'm sure you sleep peacefully at night when your apartment's clean.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yes,
it's real nice.
I love that for you. Moose, vibes?
Vibes are up. I got a busy weekend coming up, but I'm looking forward to
huge weekend.
Lot of dinners, priest. I got a dinner tomorrow night with the guys. We're doing a gentleman's dinner. You know, the whole thing.
Not the gentleman's dinner.
The cigars, the whiskey, the dinner. And then Saturday night, I have a close friend's birthday. There's going to be 11 of us. So we have a private birthday dinner on Saturday. And then Sunday, I think my mom's making sauce. Hey, how you doing?
Scoopagana.
Stop. Stop. Tell us why your vibes are up, Breeze.
Well, minus the hubcap.
Yes.
I'm going to... I have a happy hour tonight. I'm excited about.
Where at?
I'm going to Bronca.
I'll be there.
Not that one. Bronca in Bushnell's Basin.
I will be there.
Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm going to come.
Are you really going to come?
Yeah. What are they doing? What's going on there? What are they doing?
Nothing. I'm just going with my friends.
Oh yeah, maybe I'll come through.
They actually want you to come.
Then it sounds like Moose will be there.
Pull out the bat signal. Pull out the Moose signal.
I'll
sniff out a happy hour for miles.
Somebody said that they knew you there. Can I confirm?
Probably a cousin of mine. An employee?
Amber?
I don't know who that is. When you look that up, let me go ahead and toss it over here to the big story of the day, because the Monroe County Sheriff's Office has somebody in custody who said is facing charges for the break-ins at the church in Henrietta on Christmas Eve.
Right, of course.
Also, that church on Midnight Mass, I think that was in Penfield, too, that took place. We'll tell you the kid's name, what's happening. Was an appearance ticket issued? I don't know. Maybe. Gotta love New York State bail reform. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What is one thing we just do not do on this show, Breezy?
We're just not going to reward bad behavior.
We don't do it. We never have. We never will. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said 18-year-old Javonte Webb is facing charges for a recent chase by the state troopers. This is the same teen involved with multiple car break-ins at Guardian Angels Church in Henrietta. This took place on Christmas Eve. All these poor people walked out after Mass. Fruitcake all over the parking lot. Gifts missing.
Oh, it's really bad.
This is in back in December. Deputy said windows were broken on multiple cars at the church. Items were stolen from the vehicles. Deputies said they were able to identify Webb as the person involved in these break-ins. After him and three other teens broke into cars in Pittsford back in January and took off and crashed a stolen vehicle. I'm trying to figure out if this is the same 11-year-old that was with him that was hiding behind a tree in Pittsford, peeing himself. It's probably the same kid. I don't know. Probably. Investigators from the sheriff's office said they made that connection after interviewing the four teens. But after both of these break-ins, Webb faced the following charges: 2 counts of petite larceny, 3 counts of criminal mischief, and then was issued an appearance ticket and released. The Ontario
Sorry.
The Ontario County Sheriff's Office said it's quite frustrating for law enforcement when they see a person committing the same crimes repeatedly, and that is quite common for people to commit the same crimes over and over and over. One deputy said he arrested the same person almost a dozen times. He also said he believes these repeated offenders have an idea of what their punishment is because of the New York State bail reform law.
Right.
They get a slap on the wrist, get an appearance ticket, adios, we'll see you in court. Sometimes, not all of them show up. That's where we stand with this.
Right. Hate that story. Couldn't hate it more.
Couldn't hate it more. Coming up on the show, we're going to tell you the 5 people that your spouse is most likely to cheat on you with.
Oh, hate that even more, too.
Listen, we're not trying to scare anyone as much as we're just trying to keep our listeners informed. We'll tell you what those top 5 are coming up next on PXY. Your spouse is most likely to cheat with these 5 people. Listen closely. This is not to scare anyone. This is just to keep you informed and make sure your head's on a swivel. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Husbands and wives who commit infidelity, they don't just cheat on their spouses with anyone. You know what I'm saying? They cheat on their partners with people who fall into a very specific category that makes them more likely to spark temptation and have an affair.
Right.
Kind of like these 5 I have right in front of me.
Like, there's more of like an emotional, long-winded thing going on.
That is,
I think it's very common,
safe to say,
for like people in relationships to just go cheat on you with some random person at a bar. But when you're married, it actually is more in depth and it hurts more. Not that I would know, but
it's a punch to the gut. Call us at 585-252-9800 if your spouse has ever did you dirty on with somebody in one of these categories. We'll start at 5, work our way up. Their ex. Staying in touch with an ex increases the odds of cheating when current relationships hit a rough patch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
They just go right back to where they started. So you got to...
It's like the comfortability of it all.
Yeah, it's a familiar thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they always go back to the ex. This was not surprising either. The neighbor. People are most likely to cheat with someone nearby because...
Out of convenience?
The opportunity is there.
Right.
Women cheat with neighbors more than men do. Mostly because men fear getting caught too close to home.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, you don't want to crap where
and
you
women
eat.
Women are probably like, oh my God, I have to take care of these kids. I have to clean the house. I don't have time to go out. I might as well just go across the street.
And I'm sure you guys have seen this time and time again with somebody. Maybe you were in a relationship and you got cheated on.
Me? Which time?
Yeah, someone at the gym. Because they say, Ashley Madison users said they work out to stay attractive for someone other than their spouse. So watching others exercise can trigger sexual attraction, turning gyms into cheating hotspots.
No, I like gyms. There's a sexual undertone at all gyms. I agree.
Even Planet Fitness.
I wouldn't say that, but that's all right.
A stranger online, because obviously the internet makes cheating incredibly easy these days. So all you would need is Wi-Fi.
You're in a chat room. A
little bit of curiosity.
Her name's Lauren. It's really Gary from Oklahoma in his mom's basement.
For some people, online cheating becomes extremely addictive, and people do it time and time again. And then your colleague.
Because it's a fantasy.
How many people have been cheated on by their ex?
Or current.
Stay. Yeah, they say men and women admit to cheating with coworkers, according to them, you know, talking to their therapist.
Because if you think about it,
emotional bonds over share work stress can quickly blur boundaries, especially on business trips. You got that one significant other that travels a lot.
But I'm saying if you think about it, you're spending more time at work than you really are at home for most jobs.
Yeah, that's why.
You know what I mean?
That's why this is my work wife. This is my work husband.
Which also just gives me like, if you ever called me your work wife, I would puke in the trash can.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, thank you.
She goes, so should I stop using that term?
Listen, I've seen this. I used to be a traveling sales guy. I was on the road for 5 years. I was going to bars. I was going to hotels. I was eating alone.
Yeah.
And you see these people coming in for conference meetings, what have you. And you could tell which ones, you know, are very flirtatious with their coworkers. That's how it takes place. That's how it happens. Yeah. You know, it's constantly, and it's easy for people. Quick hookup. No one's going to know about it. Do it in the hotel. Fly your separate ways.
I was the other girl with a married man, and yes, it was a colleague.
See, it was the colleague. It's always.
How do you.
Couple calls coming in right now. Let's get over to them. Good morning, PXY. Who is this?
Hi, this is Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. Good morning.
What's up, Chelsea?
So I heard you guys asking people to call for this topic.
Yes.
But I was cheated on about 5 months ago.
5 months ago. I'm so sorry.
Dear. Yeah. So my husband and I got married this past July.
Oh, that didn't take long.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez, that did not take long, Chelsea.
Yeah. That's soon sad. To be ex-husband.
Right.
So yeah, we haven't even been married for 9 months, and he cheated on me with his coworker.
Oh, such a classic.
That's on the list.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the colleague. Roughly 36% of men and women admit to cheating with coworkers. Oh.
Yeah.
Not great.
I mean, I've learned a lot from this, and like, one of the things, like, you just really don't ever know the person you're with.
Mm-hmm.
For someone to claim that they love you, just be able to throw it all away, like, within 1 year into the relationship. Like, I honestly, like, would not wish that on my worst enemy.
Sure.
Would it be safe to say, going into the marriage, you had any doubts or none at all?
None at all.
So how did you find out, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I mean, so for months he'd become home late, and he'd say he had to work late, he had a happy hour, whatever. It was like always a work thing that I was not invited to. And there was like an inkling of a thought in the back of my mind, but I didn't want to go there. You know, I'm like, we're so, newlyweds, you know?
Yeah, so you would never question it, what he was doing.
There was one person I had questions about is, of course, the person that he cheated on me with.
So you already knew who this individual was?
Yes.
Oh,
so
God.
I just want to say to everyone that's listening, you have to pay very close attention to the signs.
Those signs being?
When the person you're with gets defensive as soon as you start asking questions.
Yeah.
You, that needs to raise some flags. And I didn't want to believe it. And it took the other woman messaging me and telling me what was going on because she couldn't live with the guilt anymore.
Oh, no, that's one way to find out.
Uh-huh.
What was going through your mind as soon as you got those text messages? I'm going to kill him.
It was everything. It was complete devastation. It was a fury of anger. It was shock. It was almost like, oh my God, I knew something was going on. I mean, it was everything.
Yeah.
To throw it all away like that, not even a year into, I mean, how many months were you married until you found out he was cheating?
Like 8 months, 9 months.
Oh, man. So sorry.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What a punch in the stomach.
Yeah. And it's like, I never thought that that would happen to me, especially like after getting married, you know?
Right.
Did he, when, you know, you caught him red-handed, was he in denial about anything?
He kept telling me that that woman is crazy and that I shouldn't believe anything she says.
Such a classic. Such a classic line.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, crazy.
Literally nobody shocked whatsoever.
Right. Oh, so now what? What's the plan moving forward, Chelsea?
The plan is to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
And file for divorce and recover.
Yeah. Did you kick him out of the house? Or who's living where?
Yeah, he left.
And went to that woman's house who he said was crazy?
He's living in her basement with her. Oh, that's so tough.
That
well,
is so tough.
Thank you for sharing that vulnerable story. I'm so sorry that happened.
Yeah, but that's wild.
It just goes to show you.
You never really know someone.
You don't. And your spouse could be most likely to cheat with one of these five people on this list. So, like Chelsea said, pay attention to the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling up, Chelsea. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys.
And chin up.
Chin up, kiddo. Okay. You got this.
All right. Thanks. Love you guys. Have a good one.
Right,
you too.
Too,
Queen.
Thanks, Chelsea. Bye. Probably the best advice I've ever given anyone. Hey, chin up. And then I'll go over to Frank, who seems to be trauma dumping this morning. Don't forget to add a possible family member to the list. My girlfriend cheated on me with her second cousin. I'm not making this up. Okay, Frank, we'll go ahead. We'll put that on the list for you, buddy.
Okay.
Not us doing a radio show in Georgia.
So tough.
Oh, God.
98 PXY.